This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's health department says it will now start updating hospital data weekly instead of daily. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
An amendment on a public health order changed hospital reporting requirements. The online hospital data dashboard and its various metrics will now be updated weekly on Wednesdays, starting this week. The health department says the change will still provide sufficient data to track key trends at this point of the COVID-19 response. The dashboard will still show hospitalizations, vaccination status, and bed availability, but not ventilator use and discharge data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Democratic bill to strengthen security for election equipment and boost training for election workers cleared its first committee on a party line vote. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would also ban anyone who oversees elections from knowingly or recklessly making false statements about the election process. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg is the main sponsor.
There are people that work within the election systems, especially at a local level, that potentially pose a threat. And we need to make sure we're doing everything we can that our election system is secure from outside forces as well as internal forces.
The bill was introduced 2 days after Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was charged with multiple felonies for an election equipment security breach. It now moves to the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us on this cold morning in Denver right now. It is 31 degrees and the high today will be 39. You can expect snow in the area into the early evening, late afternoon. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. It's 11:06.